Bad news.
Bad news for the state.
Bad news for capital.
Bad news for patriarchy.
Bad news for all forms of domination.
Bad news. Angry voices from around the world.
Our monthly info show from anarchist and anti-authoritarian radio projects worldwide.
If these news are bad, I don't want to be good.
Welcome to the 81st episode of Bad News. Angry voices from around the world.
So, hello, we are happy today to talk with one person from Compass Collective. Maybe for the beginning you can introduce yourself with the preferred name, pronoun, and if you have some special function in the Compass Collective.
Yes, I'm Katja. I'm a midwife and social worker by profession, but also I'm a non-violent activist since many, many years. My pronoun is she or her, and I'm a founding member together with others of Compass Collective.
Yeah, maybe you can tell us what Compass Collective is about.
Yes, it's all about supporting people on the move, but it all started in 2015, 2016. At that time, we founded our own NGO. It's called Grenzenlos People in Motion. So it has already in its name our vision or demand, no borders. And we founded this NGO because we wanted to be active on the Balkan route. And we were there for several times in different countries and supporting people on the move, especially with medical help. And then in 2021, we got together with three people. One person discovered his love for the sea and for being on the water. And at the same time, the conflict in the Gorleben area, where we had lots of fights against nuclear power, were sort of not so important any longer, at least not on the street with civil disobedience. And the situation in the Mediterranean became worse from month to month almost. And so we decided to use all our experience and knowledge from our political fights on the street from the last decades and get a sailing boat and start this project. And the name of the project in this NGO is Compass Collective. And we have the sailing vessel Trotter Mark III. It's a small sailing boat, only 13 meters. But as we saw last Friday, it's possible even to rescue 64 people and still to be sort of stable on the water.
As listeners maybe will know about Sea Watch and so on, these maybe more known or bigger projects, maybe you can figure out some differences, or I don't know, maybe not differences, but what's different with your project? I mean, apart that the boat is smaller, I guess maybe that changed also a little bit how you can act with this boat, or
Yeah, I think it changes a lot. We are a very small project, so we started with three people organizing this whole thing. At the moment, we are four people and some people around us supporting us in some special tasks. I think for us, it is difficult to say what is different to others. It's better to talk about us because I don't want to discriminate other NGOs that are bigger and they have their work, but we sort of consider ourselves being a grassroots activist. So our main focus is in a political action. What we do, we are sailing against fortress Europe, and this is the main thing, and the thing that is connected with it, that we can save lives. But it's not that we are on the Mediterranean out of an humanitarian aspect. The humanitarian aspect is one of the side effects, but mainly we are there to fight against fortress Europe because we support people reaching to Europe. And I think that is a big topic for us. The other one is that we want to abolish Frontex. So also on our website, we have a link to that campaign. We don't accept any border control institutions or defending borders. since we don't accept national faith. And that is, I think, a difference to other NGOs. In the concrete rescue situation, it does not mean that we do not cooperate, but at that time on the sea, we cooperate with Frontex, because then the thing is to rescue people's lives, and Frontex sometimes is helpful in that situation. But in general, we want to abolish Frontex. And of course, since we are very small, we don't have a very big, I don't know how you say it, apparat of people working for the project in the background. It's all very personal, like the communication with people who want to be crew members is very personal. It's not everything is standardized. What else is different? Yeah, the boat is very different. So that means some aspects, like our medical help, is a very basic medical help that we can offer. And we don't have a hospital, we don't need doctors on board. We are also happy with midwives or with nurses or with experienced people who have done lots of medical support to whomsoever. We don't look so much on papers of people. They don't have to present us their nurse certificate. If they say they are nurse, then they are nurse, and they will know what they are doing. So I think that might be also different to other NGOs.
If I understood it correct, there is also a different way you deal with people in need. You can't really take people on the board because the boat is so small. Is it correct? Like, you accompany them, or how does it look like? I just have no idea how many people can be on the boat in one time.
Last Friday, I don't know the date, but it was, I think, 21st or something like that. We took 64 people on board. So this is not our main aim. Our main aim is to be there to do boat spotting, to find boats in distress, and then to stay close to them, to support them with life vests and drinking water and cookies, salty cookies, to give some electrolytes to them, and stay there and call the authorities, which are the Italian or Maltese authorities, because it's their duty to rescue these people. And we send out this Mayday relay, that is the SOS sort of, that there's a boat in distress, and we stay there. And only if the situation becomes worse, through water coming into the migrant boat or through wind and waves increasing, then if there's no other possibility, of course, we take the people on board. So we did this already last year and this year for, I think, altogether 3 times. And now with the 64 people, it was the biggest amount of people. And then we go to Lampedusa, in the direction of Lampedusa. But we always need to get a port of safety, because that is the Italian law. We cannot go to any port. But since we are only a very small vessel, all the time we were allowed to go to Lampedusa.
Okay, that sounds quite good. Maybe you can explain a little bit further more. You also talked about the crew. That's not necessary that they show all their papers and the profession. How many people are on board then in such a trip or such an action?
So that there are always different crews. The people take time for 3 weeks, and we crew them for 3 weeks. We need altogether 6 people in the crew. And at the moment, there's always one person from the Compass Collective, from our organizational group, sort of, and he's the skipper and the head of deployment. We don't say the word mission. That's also different for others, because we don't like these military or Christian words, and we try to find and use other words. Sometimes it's very difficult in this sea rescue bubble. But for the deployment, we need the skipper, and then we need a co-skipper, somebody who's really good in sailing, because the skipper has to do with the rescue and organize that, and also do the communication with the other vessels in the area and with the communication. Then we need one medical person, we need one technician, who in the best case it's somebody who knows the technique of a sailing vessel, but sometimes it might be also somebody who knows how a motor, an engine works, or how to repair some electricity, because our satellite communication is very important for the internet to communicate with other NGOs on sea. Then we have two people in our dinghy team, the small boat that we send out to the boat of the people on the move. There are two people in there, one driver and one communicator. And what else do we have? And one person being responsible that there's always food on the table. That person doesn't need to cook, but be responsible, and one person for awareness, because it is an extra. So some people have two tasks or so. It's not every task one person. So there are six people, and we want to have them diverse. So we try to put them together from the age, whatever, 22 to 64, and different genders and different countries. And so that's quite a diversity in the crew.
And maybe different languages they can speak would be helpful too.
Yes. Yeah, but English, I mean, they need to speak English. So otherwise we couldn't communicate with each other on the boat, and communication has to be very fast in some situations.
Okay, so I think also why we wanted to talk with you, it was clear that you are a small collective, and you also need to sustain, you need some solidarity from the, you know, the movement. Let's call it like this. And what are your needs right now? Are you searching for money? Are you searching for people, for both of it, or something else? What would be helpful?
Yeah, we were searching for people. At the moment, we have about 100 people in our crewing pool. People who say, oh, I will be available at this and that time, and these are my skills. The biggest problem is money for us. Other NGOs, they start collecting money for 3 years, and then they have like 1 million euro, and then they buy a boat and then they start. We had the boat, we got it from a friend, we paid for that also, but we didn't start with any money. So we are going on from each deployment, and always our account has something like 1,000 euro in cash on the account. And one deployment costs like 10 to 12,000 euro for diesel, for the people, for the food, for material that has to be repaired, for whatever. So money is a very big problem. We don't get any funds from anybody. So we depend on donations, and we depend on people who say, oh, it's a very good project and I like to support it, and I organize a solidarity party, or I organize a concert, or for my birthday, I don't ask for whatever, another pair of vegan shoes, but I ask for donations from my family for this project, something like that. So every 5 euro is fine for us, and especially money that is being promised to us for every month. So in our NGO, we have this structure of, I think it's called supporting members, and people can become supporting members and can say, oh, every month I give 20 euro to the project, and so we have a basic financing sort of. But it's very sensible, and it's a very big problem for us at the moment.
I would have one question more, and maybe did you think about supporting others that probably might thinking about reproducing your system or the project, so that there are more sailing boats with small grassroots crews on the sea?
Yes, we had a workshop for one day, and we were thinking about how should the situation be in 1 year or in 3 years. And one of the pictures was that there are many, many small grassroots projects with small, not so expensive boats, and they just do their work there, their political work, and supporting people on the move. At the moment, we can't work on that vision because we are so busy with the day-to-day work with only four people managing this project without any time for taking time off or something. But it's in our minds that we would like to encourage others to do it almost in the same way as we did. Just get started and hopefully it will work. And also we could share our experiences with how to start such a small project, because we don't want to become a new Sea-Watch or CI. That's not our aim. It would be better to have many more small projects also.
Cool. Yeah. Is there anything else we didn't ask but you really wanted to add?
No. I think you ask good questions.
Okay, thank you so much for taking time, and we hope that the money will flow because it seems this is the first need right now, and a lot of strength and I don't know, work on the ground, work on the sea, and many saved lives.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks a lot for taking the time.
To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navdegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
So maybe for the listeners, they are not so familiar with the anarchist movement in Kosovo. It would be nice to have some words to tell us. What are the collectives, how you are organized as anarchists in Pristina and Kosovo?
So the thing is, historically, we didn't have like other region in the Balkan an anarchist movement in the late 19th century and revival in the, like in Greece in the 70s or in other parts of the Balkan 80s, 90s. For us, it's a really new thing. Like, it's a new movement. We just translated the first anarchist text in the Albanian language that happened because of the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, when like some comrades met each other there and decided to start that new endeavors, let's say. And in the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair Assembly, there are like two collectives, one that is older, say it's the anarcho-syndicalist group of Pristina that started 8 years ago. So we can say that the movement here started like 8 years ago. And the other collective, which members are part of too, it's a social center that is called Comuna, and it's been open for almost 2 years now.
Okay, how come that you decide from the local movement that you take decision to hold a BAP this year in Pristina? So maybe the political context, what do you expect and how do you feel?
So the decision for us, it was twofold, let's say. One was that it has never happened in Albanian speaking territory.
Mm-hmm.
So the ideas in this in those areas are not propagated or familiar. People are not familiar with those ideas. As we know, the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair is one of the most biggest gathering of anarchists in the Balkans each year. And it was really important also to maybe the hope that we have is that it will create a new breath, let's say, of people that will be interested in the movement and express interest and maybe take part in this new wave of anarchism here. So this is, let's say, the idea. And also it's a big political statement to say in this time of militarism, where in the Balkans we see that not only in the Balkans, in the world, a direction toward militarism in this time of capitalist crisis, and to say, actually, we are for solidarity across borders, and we want to say that there are different ways to see each other.
Okay, so something else you want to add?
Yeah, there is this new, as I say, it's really small movement, as also we discussed in different places. It's a really small movement, and it's important for us to give this statement, to say this exists. Even that we are small, we managed to bring all those people here and create interest and create, as I said again, like this new breath in the movement after Bab, because I think it will be something that will be really interesting, and a lot of people, a lot of cameras around the Balkans and beyond are coming here.
Yeah, we believe that also the place is very interesting or important or symbolic, since Kosovo, maybe this militarization, the interest of global forces are even more radically expressed there, more than in many other regions in the Balkans.
True. Kosovo is at the crossroad of different ambitions, like different strategic ambition, and also we have, let's say, the global interest power, mainly the US, but and also Russia, that see this place as a proxy to their tension. But you have also regional imperialist interests, Turkey, Serbia, with their desire of like taking back this place because of their national narrative. So yeah, it's a crossroad of different ambition and tensions.
Maybe we can continue with the question: what are the topics this year on Basque on BAP? Let's say if you do some highlights, which are the most interesting, or
which are the groups, which are the groups coming, which are the topics that will be opened, and so on.
Yeah.
So for let's say the three big discussions that we have, that we think are like the central one, we have the one on migration, the one on anti-militarism and anti-nationalism, and also the discussion of anarcho-feminism. Those three discussions, apart from those three, we have one on anti-authoritarian responses to climate disasters, squats, media, prints, and so on and so on. But those three are the main focal point, let's say.
Mm-hmm. And do you know from where people are coming or from which groups?
So a lot of people shared express interest. So we are expecting something like 150 to 200. We have cameras from Hungary, Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, Romania, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Greece, Macedonia, and people from Europe, and so on and so on.
And what about the region that is a little bit neglected from anarchist perspective? Bosnia, Montenegro, Albania. Are some comrades coming from these regions?
So we, during the preparation of the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, we went there, we did some outreach, we met people, we presented what is BAP. Some people didn't know that it existed. But for example, the outreach in Northern Macedonia and Bulgaria was really successful because new collectives that didn't take part in different BAP, or for example in Northern Macedonia, it's been a while since comrades from Macedonia joined BAP. So we are happy to also have Skopje and Sofia again. A lot of people that were not taking part in the previous edition. For the one joining us in Pristina, so it's from the 5th to the 7th, and looking forward to see all of you here, and greetings, solidarity from Pristina.
On to the gringo! On to the revolution! On to the revolution!
What's a revolution to you?
To kill your bosses and take their money.
Ебате, как ти можеш в една демократска държава да издат народ на устанаки? right in the middle of Cinderella Square right now. Police is behind me.
Many police officers have been hurt. Men and women who are trying to protect democratically elected leaders.
Bad news. Angry voices from around the world. Local anarchist and anti-authoritarian radio shows on one spot.
Tune in every 15th of the month.
More information on a-radio-network.org.
What's a revolution to you?
To kill the bosses and take their money.